Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ مرحبا مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم تو ون اینڈ آل الحمدللہ رب العالمین وی تھینک اور رب اللہ عز و جل for another opportunity and chance for coming to you from Durban, South Africa with our program, Reformation of the Ummah. As usual, I am accompanied by our beloved Maulana Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jihad of Yusuf Madani Channel. Something very important, because we live in a time where families sit under the same very roof, but not always on the very same page. Parents work, cook, clean, juggle responsibilities, yet so many of them carry out, they cry silently, tired, overwhelmed, feeling unseen. These are the conditions of the parents out there. Others fight with their children and argue with them because they're desperate for help, but they don't know how to ask their children. And the children, on the other hand, don't realize the weight upon their parents' shoulders. The weight that their parents carry, dear viewers of Madini Channel. But Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't put us into families to struggle alone. He Azza wa Jalla put us together, so we do things together, to build together, subhanallah, clean together, cook together, grow together, and ultimately become better together. Tonight, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're driving into something close to the hearts. Something every parent whispers about, something almost every child avoids, dear viewers. And that's to do with the household help, work, routine, doing things together. Because let's be honest, some parents don't raise their voices. They raise their stress levels. Some cry silently in the kitchen. There are many Islamic sisters who cry silently in the kitchen. Some clean up at 11 p.m. at night, for example, after everyone sleeps. And some Islamic sisters end up fighting with their children because they're exhausted. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the plan. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the mind to think. Subhanallah, He Azza wa Jalla is the best of planners. So a little broom, a little mop, a little come. Let's wash together. Let's clean together. Let's do the household work together. Because helping at home is not a chore. It is an act of love. It is an act of adab and respect. It is an act of prophetic upbringing, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, to unpack this, as I mentioned, we have our respected Ziyad Madini Hafizahullah, who speaks from his heart, experience and wisdom. Alhamdulillah, Mulana Ziyad Madini Hafizahullah. And let's ask him the very first question for tonight, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Mulana Sahib will shed more light with regards to our discussion for tonight. Before we go any further, Mulana Sahib, are you fine today?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I am well, mashallah. Allah's blessing is upon us.
Ameen. Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah, kya baati badiri ki. So, Ya Sayyidi, Alhamdulillah, in the Tamheed, in the very opening of the program, I mentioned a few things for the viewers of Madini Channel to understand, right? We are discussing how can our children become the helping hands in the home. So, the question is, Ya Sayyidi, how can children take interest in working with the parents without making this a burden, without feeling or finding this to become a burden in their lives?
Exactly. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. I think firstly, the mindset is important, that we need to let them know and we need to feel it ourselves.
Right.
Then we need to start sharing the mindset with our children as well. That see, Alhamdulillah, we do what we do for you and we do what we do for our families for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our niyyah is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased when the father supports his home. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased when the mother builds that home, that homely environment. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased when we help each other and we serve each other. So make your intention the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we teach them this, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, they too will develop that mindset that my intention needs to be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I must know that what I'm doing is for the sake of Allah and Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward me. Tell them about the benefits of sadaqah. And we always think that sadaqah, Sadaqah is just giving alms, giving charity, giving some wealth in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whilst in reality, us smiling at each other is Sadaqah. So let them know that what you're going to be doing within your home, helping, serving, looking after the home, supporting each other, all of this is Sadaqah. You're not just doing it for us and I'm not just doing for you. Yes, we love each other. This is the rahmah of Allah upon us. But we are doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach them that this is actually character building, because this is bringing you to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would help in the home. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take on chores, etc. So when you are doing what we do usually, when you are partaking in that activity, then make the intention that I'm following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, these ways, they create a rewarding feeling within the child. That the child doesn't just feel like I'm doing a chore. It's a burden upon me. They realize that doing this is a good thing. And when they do it, they feel good about it. They feel nice. They feel good. Now when they help their mother, now when they help their father, now when they help each other, they feel good about it. Today I did something that pleases Allah. Today, see, I acted upon this sunnah and that sunnah. I helped my mother, I helped my father, I did chores around the home. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ taught us to do. So naturally, they tend to have that intrinsic rewarded or rewarding feeling. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, like that, they will feel motivated to do more. Also, let them know that what you do has great value in this home.
MashaAllah.
If you step in and do these things, you will make other people's lives easy. So in this way, they're going to feel like they are adding value to the home. That too is a rewarding feeling. And hopefully with this, these rewarding feelings, internally rewarding feelings, they'll be motivated to do as a blessing rather than as a burden.
MashaAllah. How fortunate are those parents out there who have children who do not need to motivate them to do or to involve themselves into household chores? There are many children out there. We just love to help the parents for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm thinking of a girl who cried every time she was asked to wash some dishes in the home.
Right.
And she would just cry and she would reach another level altogether that never want to wash a teaspoon in the kitchen as well. And you do get girls who just dislike household chores. They don't feel like they are for that work, right? However, it so happened that the mother fell sick for a week. And this girl had to step up for a week. When the week ended, she actually said, I did not know what my mother had to go through until I became her hand.
Allah Akbar.
Until I became her hand. Mujhe to pata hi nahi tha ki meri maa itna kaam karti hai. So much she works. Until I became her helping hand. So just like that, yes, Sayyidi, like this, responsibilities, you know, as they come in, it builds more empathy. It builds more togetherness, subhanAllah, just like that. So these things are important. But what you did mention, Ya Sayyidi, the question is, how do parents out there encourage their children who completely dislike household chores, especially the youth who dislike to even, who cry to hold a mop or a broom in their hands? How do you put this into their hearts? Ki safai, cleanliness, you know, nazafat, all this is part of our deen, part of iman, and we should be doing it together.
SubhanAllah, Azza wa Jal. I think, you see, at some point we do need to tell them because they see that we are doing it. And sometimes they won't step in until we say something. There are, I think, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, it could have been, even be millions of parents that want the help, but they feel afraid to ask. And why they feel afraid to ask is perhaps they had asked previously. But when they asked, the response wasn't good. Maybe the response was harsh. Right. Maybe the response was showing a don't care attitude. So they feel double-minded. They're thinking twice about ever asking again. But we do need to mention a few things. We need to ask. We don't have to wait for that boiling point when we're about to explode. And that's when we say, you need to do this and you're not doing this. Don't wait for that point. Ask early. And how can we ask? That's important. How we ask. We need to ask with love. Ask in such a way that they feel loved, that they feel appreciated, that they realize that what I'm going to do is going to add value. It's actually going to bring value to me. So ask in a loving way, not in a way that instills fear, that you do this because I said so. If we're going to do that, I know there might be some children that might need that, but I'm speaking for the vast majority. And when we ask lovingly, when we give them some, you know, some value and tell them about how much it will mean to us and how valued what they will do is, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this will help them to feel motivated. Also, load on them what they can manage. Sometimes you could have a child that never picked up a spoon. And now if we tell that child you need to clean the entire home, it's too much. So give them little at a time. That okay, today you're going to wash your own plate after dinner, after supper. Please, I want you to wash. Come, I will show you. I'll wash mine and you wash yours. So this is a manageable task. Tomorrow it can be a little more. The next day.
So what you're saying is that do not shout at the child and say, put the phone down. Get here. Get yourself here. You know, how would you approach the situation? If the child was on the phone, right. How would you want the parent to approach the situation?
I think if the child is on the phone then and the parent requires their help now, then the parent should request the child that, my child, I would like a little bit of your time, please.
Mashallah.
If you can, please leave the phone for a few minutes. Just help me with this. And after that, you can go back to your phone for 10 minutes.
So that's an encouragement way.
Yes.
That instead of screaming.
Assist me a little bit. It will really help me. I really need your help now. If you can do this for me, I will be so happy with you. And then 10 minutes, after a few minutes, you can go back. You can sit with your phone for another 10 minutes. It's fine. If they forget or if they get distracted, we need to remind them again. I'm still waiting for you. Please come and help me. Inshallah, after that, you can go back to your phone. Sometimes 2 times, 3 times is needed until they realize. But even if we remind twice or remind thrice, it's still better than screaming, shouting and losing our minds. Why? We're going to mess up. We're going to disturb our mood. When our mood is disturbed, our children's moods are also disturbed. Just watch our children mirror us. Not just our actions, even our moods. The day you are jolly, your child will be jolly. And the day you are frustrated, you will see the frustration in your child. Parents sometimes wonder, why is the child slamming the door? Why is the child behaving like this? When the child is growing and living in a frustrated environment, that's all they know. They become frustrated. Therefore, since they are mirrors, they're going to show us what we show them. Show good, you're going to get good. Show softness, you'll get softness. Show help, you'll get help. They are going to mirror it. So do it in a nice way. Do it in a kind way. Do it in a loving way.
Right.
And when they assist, very importantly, appreciate their assistance. Celebrate it. Mubarak. MashaAllah, you did very well. Alhamdulillah, I'm very happy. May Allah bless you. Give du'as. There's no shortage on our side of how much du'as we can give. However much you can give, just give du'as. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as they receive all those du'as, they're going to feel good about themselves and they're going to look forward to helping the next time. Inshallah, it's our du'a.
Ameen. MashaAllah. I think tomorrow many homes are going to be sparkling clean.
Ameen.
Inshallah. SubhanAllah. We have learned here via the Madini channel, a child who is encouraged becomes responsible. But a child who is compared becomes resentful. Allahu Akbar. You know, there was a parent out there who made a 10-minute schedule for his child. So this was created by the parent, 10-minute challenge. And the kids worked for 10 minutes and then rested. 10 minutes and then rested. Each day. 10 minute kaam karna hai, 10 minute ke baad aapko aaram karna hai. Just after 1 month, the son said to the father, Abba, ab mujhe timer ki haajat nahi hai.
MashaAllah.
I don't need a timer anymore, subhanAllah. Why? Because they enjoy the after. SubhanAllah. Understand the psyche, understand the nature, understand the habits and the ways of your child. Know when to approach. Do not instill anger in them by shouting and screaming, because truly they also deserve some time off from school, from work. They feel that this was a time for us to play. Holiday means enjoyment. It doesn't really mean cleanliness, I mean cleaning, sweeping, mopping. But this is what Islam teaches us. It's a day-to-day thing. This never leaves us. Can we say it's holiday today? Let's not eat food. Today is a holiday. Let's not sleep. No, sleep is going to come. It's natural. Eating is natural. You have to eat. Likewise, cleaning is part of our deen. We have to clean the area and the place where we rest, where we sleep, where we sit, where we do all of our activities. So having said this, dear viewers of Madini channel, I want to ask Munawwar Sahib, have you heard Noor Alam Attari's kalams before?
Perhaps I heard, but I don't remember his name to his face. It would be nice.
SubhanAllah. Okay, let the viewers and us all, inshallah, Zabajal, listen to a beautiful kalam recited by Noor Alam Attari.
MashaAllah.
And inshallah, Zabajal, after this kalam, we shall look at. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina. Medina, Medina, phir ja rahe hain محبت کے قافلے پھر یاد آ رہا ہے مدینہ حضور کا پھر مدینے پھر مدینے پھر مدینے کی جانب چلے قافلے پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو مجھے بلا لو شہ مدینہ یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے میں در پہ آ یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آ یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آ آفات و بدیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں جا ہے یہ میری موت مجھ کو مدینے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے محبوب سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے شیطان سعت پار کا ایمان بچا لو شیطان سعت پار کا ایمان بچا لو خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو درد شہا رسائی نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا
سرکار بلا کر مجھے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ مولانا صاحب, we got to listen to the kalam of Noor Alam Attari. Dear viewers, we are back and you are watching Reformational program. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing as to do things together as a family. So what happens is that children who would leave the bed unmade, leave the bathroom dirty, leave the place on the dining table, and then they would go to school or go to play, whatever it may be. We
we could train them, mold them, teach them, educate them, encourage them, make them. Yes, we as parents can do that. So that these good etiquettes, models and teachings shall be embedded in them. They can be wherever in the world, inshallah, azawajalla, when they wake up, they will know, I need to make my bed. Subhanallah. If they ate, they will rinse and clean their plates, clean the area where they stay. Inshallah, azawajalla. Let's go to Maulana Sahib, inshallah, for another question. Now, Sayyidi, the thing is that when you ask children to do work, it's like, this is the girl's work, this is the boy's work. How can you get children just to do calm, whether it's a boy washing dishes or whether it's a girl doing the gardening?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. I think that's a good question, because there's that mentality that is within many, that certain work is just for the boys and certain work is just for the girls.
Right.
Whilst in reality, I think it's important that we all gain knowledge and practice, ability and experience in all of these tasks that are related to the household. It's important. There could be times when a boy who is going to grow up to become a man is going to need to cook. He's going to need to clean. He's going to need to wash dishes as well. Sometimes it's because someone else cannot assist him at that point. Whoever is going to assist him might not be present. That could be one of the reasons. But more than just that, we don't have to wait for someone not to be able to assist us. We should be lending a helping hand. We should be offering our assistance and our help, even when there are others, to be able to do so for us. So a man might get married and might think that, no, it's my wife's work to cook and to clean and to... But what joy would it bring to her if you partake in that? And think about what thawab it's going to bring to you if you partake in that. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked regarding what work Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did at home. And she mentioned some examples of the works that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do, even within the household, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mend his own blessed shoes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mend his own blessed clothes.
He had khadims, yes.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't do for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so humble, and this was his way to assist, to be part of the home, to be part of the household, to assist in the chores of the household. Why? Not because it's our responsibility or someone else's responsibility, but us lending a hand and us lightening other people's tasks.
Amazing.
That earns us thawab. This is sadaqah. This pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look towards the sahaba ikram as well, from a young age, they would work. From a young age, they would strive. There's the example of Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala. From a young age, he would go to fetch water. And remember, then there weren't taps that you can just open and receive water. But he would go out to fetch water and come back from a young age. So then Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he was just about 10 years old.
Allahu.
And he would serve Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, she is the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She radiallahu ta'ala used to work with her hands to grind wheat, etc. until her hands would pain.
And some narrations mention that they would develop blisters on her
blisters
hands.
Blisters upon her hands. So, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
so
Akbar.
Look at how hard working the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were, that there was no my duty, your duty, I don't want to touch, I don't need to do anything, this is someone else's responsibility. No. We need to get involved because number one, you don't know when you need it. Number two is that it is going to grow an ability within you. Number three is that the people within the household are going to experience ease through you, and therefore you're going to earn reward. Even more than that as well, these chores that we do to serve others, it grows a humbleness within ourselves. A person becomes humble because they serve others. Yes, you're earning thawab. Yes, your ranking is being raised. But you become humble that I am helping other people. And alhamdulillah, this keeps you down to earth. It makes the family a team. This is so important. It makes the family
a team
that I have your back, you have mine. You work, if you fall short, I am there to cover.
Wow.
If I fall short, you are there to cover. And as we share these tasks, others feel their tasks lighter. Because burdens shared are burdens halved. Burdens shared are burdens halved. It's not really a burden, it's a task. You share the task, it becomes an easy task. There's a beautiful saying that we have in English as well. It's many hands make light work. Many hands make light work. Meaning, if lots of people put their hands together to try to assist, everyone's work feels light. It feels easy.
Mashallah.
And alhamdulillah, this is the blessing. You'll find that the same tasks that used to feel or could feel like burdens, when many people are involved in it, that becomes a joy. Because now you're communicating, you're speaking, you're enjoying yourself, you're talking to each other. Before you realize that the task is finished, and you are wondering, is there any more task? Because I was really enjoying this one. So these are opportunities that we can turn housework into very holistic, growing experience.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. On a lighter note, if Maasai will not take offense to this question, if I may ask, Ya Sayyidi, mashallah, this is a question directed personally to Maasai. And if Maasai could shed some light on this matter, has Maasai ever had the opportunity of cleaning and doing or carrying out the household chores in the home?
Alhamdulillah. Yes, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In fact, growing up from time to time, we would have this opportunity. I think there was a period a little while ago, there was the lockdown period where throughout the world in many places, people couldn't really leave their homes. And there was a beautiful opportunity for those that even didn't do anything much at home before that to partake in household chores in that time. I can say I did learn, example, to cook previously, but I got much better at it during the lockdown period. Also cleaning, etc. Alhamdulillah. And Allah's rahmah upon us that those tasks, many of them, I still carrying it out now. Not because there aren't others. But I also want a share in acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our viewers, you can all also have a share. It's waiting for you there at home. It's just a matter of you partaking in it. If there's a little bit of dust or dirt upon the floor, it's not going to bring you down if you're going to pick up a broom and sweep. If the dishes are not washed yet, it's not going to bring your level down if you wash the dishes, or if you partake in cooking, or laying the table, or clearing the table, or painting the house, or doing some gardening. Many of these tasks, you would find that the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahlul Bayt, also partook in many of these tasks. Just consider I'm following their footsteps, and you'll receive the
reward. SubhanAllah. In fact, our leader, the leader of this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, the founder and leader, our beloved Amir Ahl Sunnat, he also partakes in the household chores, and subhanAllah, he is the Amir of Da'wat Islam, subhanAllah. What beautiful examples. Sayyidi, mashallah, we say shukran for answering that question. Honestly, mashallah, alhamdulillah, I didn't know Maasab can cook. And very soon I need to taste some of Maasab's special ta'am, food, whatever dish you would love to make. Yes,
I said I can cook. I didn't say I can cook well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So that dish which you are professional in, I would like to have the honor to taste that, inshallah. However, should parents reward their children for helping, gifts, treats, positive reinforcement, something to motivate them for helping?
Good question. There's two sides to this, mashallah. Overall answer, yes. Should parents reward their children? Yes. Child will feel motivated upon reward. Just think of it in this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do certain things that we are supposed to do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also told us of the rewards we will receive if we do those tasks, if we do those actions. And why is it that we know about those rewards? Because they are motivating.
Right.
So rewards motivate someone to do the task that they were supposed to do. Yes, it is a task, you are supposed to do it, you're going to have to do it. But the rewards motivate you so that your heart becomes such that you are inclined towards doing it instead of feeling it burdensome. So yes, parents should reward their children. However, how they reward their children is important. We can't be telling our children that for every time you do something that you are supposed to do or that I instructed or that I requested of you, I'm going to give you a sweet if the child is small. Because eventually, you'll be instructing many things and they'll be doing many things and they're going to be eating so many sweets that's not healthy for them. At the same time, you can't say that, okay, you can go out and play if you do this task continuously, because then they'll spend the entire day playing. They'll do tasks for 1 hour and then they'll play for 12 hours. So we need to know what kind of rewards to be able to give our children. We need to give them rewards that will help them overall. That if you accomplish this major task, I'm going to buy a book for you. You read this book cover to cover and you tell me the story. Now, they feel motivated to do the task and then they also feel motivated to read. Just think that, imagine if someone tells their child that, okay, come, it's a task now, we just have to do this, you know. Let's go and visit grandmother because we have to visit grandmother because it's part of your duties. Now the child feels this is a task to visit grandmother. But if we tell the child, come, let's do our work, and as a reward, we're going to go and sit with grandmother. We're going to speak to her. We're going to hear some stories from her. We're going to see what we can do to help her. We're going to give her some love. She's going to share some love with us. come, we're going to enjoy this wife. Now the child sees visiting the grandmother as a reward.
Well, any other family member.
Any family member. I just use a grandmother as an example. That mashallah, parents love to
usually
serve.
Children also love Nani's house, huh?
Oh, yes.
Nani's home, the homes, you get spoiled.
Alhamdulillah. So it could mashallah. Be any family member. Now, when you make the task as a reward, the child tends to want to do that task. They tend to love that task. So you could say visiting family members, sitting together and having a meal, having a picnic, sharing some time. You do this task and then we're going to sit together to talk some stories for 10 minutes. You take time off from your task, I take time off from my task, because we need to talk some stories. Now, we could talk any stories. We could tell them stories of the Prophet ﷺ. Or we could also just ask them about their day and we could tell them a little bit about ourselves. This is bonding time for children. But usually, what do we have? When parents want to speak to their children, children want to hold their heads like, oh no, I need to speak to father again. This is awkward. Let it be a reward. And when it is a reward, and you enjoy it with them, you give them your time, etc. When it's a reward, they're going to treat it as a reward.
Wow.
And they're going to love it. So you don't have to reward always in free time
beautiful
to play,
mama.
Or in sweets, or in time with the cell phone. It can be that the reward is that we're going to leave our cell phones. You're going to leave yours and I'm going to leave mine. And we're going to have a good discussion that's going to help us both for 10 minutes. We'll time it. We're not going to be less than 10 minutes. And if they can't say anything in that time, you speak for 10 minutes.
Subhanallah.
You share your life with them for 10 minutes. But share positive things that they feel involved and that they feel that they are given attention, they are given love, and they are given lessons in that time. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that will be a very beautiful rewarding system, as well as contributing to their holistic development.
MashaAllah. Mawlana Sahib, you have said so much, and so much of valuable things, subhanallah. We have learned, subhanallah, that we should not reward the character, rather reward the chores as well. Subhanallah. This is very important. You know, there was a mother who gave her child a sticker for every time she helped the child. A sticker, a toy. By the end of the month, it was not a toy, but rather it was picnic together, as you just mentioned.
Very
you know?
Good.
And this itself motivates the child or motivated the child at that point in time to be involved in the work. And usually you will see little girls like to make roti, like to clean, like to sweep or mop or whatever. In fact, that mopping of theirs causes more dirt sometimes. But the encouragement is, mashallah, subhanallah, how clean you have made it, you know?
Mashallah.
Knowing that the child has dropped the dirt in the same place where you have picked it up. It happens at times because of the size of their hands or the way they would scoop the dirt together.
Right,
they will
right.
cause more dirt. And many times I have seen it in my own home.
Yes.
But if as a parent you get angry for that and do not motivate them and make them feel like, you know, they have done a stirring job.
Mm-hmm.
But teach them again how to get it done.
Yes.
Actually, instead of demotivating
them. Myself, there's something that's very important for parents out there, us too. That we are not craving, and we must set our minds in this way, that we are not craving, we are not desirous of perfection. We are not going to reward perfection. What we want is effort. Reward effort and not perfection. Perfection, mashallah, we'll get there one day. But a child is not going to reach perfection. Those who are perfectionists and they want everything in a certain way, they don't tend to be able to train their children. They are not able to get their children to do things because when the child does it 50% of what the parent will be able to do. And therefore they say, I'd rather not have the child do it. I'll do it and I'll do it properly. But when will the child ever be able to do it properly?
Wow.
We need to accept their 20%. Motivate them and work with them to get the 30, the 40, the 50.
Wow.
There will come the time when they will reach 100% and they'll do it perfectly. But until we get there, we need to continuously motivate them, work with them, do things with them, constantly reward their efforts.
MashaAllah.
Don't just reward perfection. Don't wait for 5 years to pass before they master the art and then we reward it. Otherwise, that day won't come. Today, when they start and they put effort in it,
MashaAllah.
Reward that, praise that, thank them for that, appreciate that. Inshallah, you will see they'll do more
MashaAllah.
And more MashaAllah. From their hearts.
MashaAllah. Beautiful, beautiful. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you are watching the formation of the Ummah with Mulana Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What are some of the works that we could do together with our children? And especially if the children are listening tonight, inshallah, Zabajallah, these are the tasks that you could do. You have a maid, you can even help the maid. Because this is self-discipline. Make your own beds at least. Sweep the room or passages, if you have passages in your home. Mop. Light areas, wash dishes together, dry and pack dishes, laundry folding. These are important aspects as children if you could help our parents. Hanging clothes especially. Many children feel shy or husbands feel shy to hang clothes. You know, we shouldn't feel that way at all. Hang clothes. Ji haan, especially children cleaning their toy area. If you have a lot of toys, give them away also. If you want to keep them, then keep them clean. This is, it is your job, because you don't want to help mom or dad in their work, then don't make them do your work at least. Clean up the toy area. Helping in the garden, watering the plants, cutting the grass if somebody elder is around, you know, because of working with knives or blades, whatever it may be. Washing the car on a weekend. Subhanallah, what a good motivation this can be, inshallah. Washing, cleaning up the vehicle, because we use the car. If you owned a horse or a camel, you were still going to bath it, right? Subhanallah. So, wash your car. You can pay the car wash. But subhanallah, what if you took the initiative in your own hands to try something? You know, help fix small things. Daddy is busy with the hammering something in the home. You go and give your hand if you're a boy. Subhanallah, cleaning the cupboards, organizing the shelves. There's so many things that can a person do, subhanallah. Because a home that works together, Mawlana Sahib, simple line, a home that works together most definitely grows together. And if you want to see your family grow together, you want your mommy and your dad to be happy with you, earn their du'as by causing happiness to enter into their hearts, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Ya Sayyidi, what routine can we create to teach our children? For example, sleep, screen time, discipline.
You see, we manage to keep a routine, we manage to stay disciplined throughout the year because we have a schedule. Even though the schedule might not be written out, but the schedule's in our mind. So a child knows I have to wake up at a certain time. A child knows I have to perform salah, I have to have breakfast, I need to go to school. But the school time is also known to them, the time they end, the time they go to madrasa, the time they come back. All these times are known. So there is a schedule, there's a subconscious schedule that stays in the child's mind, due to which they are able to hold a discipline. There's got to be a waking up time for the entire family. There's got to be a sleeping time. There's got to be an eating time. There's got to be a rest time. And between that, there can be play time and this and that. So I think very importantly, set a schedule. Work your schedule. If you can, your waking up time and your sleeping time is extremely important.
I would just add one thing to it. If children out there who are very much used to cell phones, screen time, iPads, laptops, TV, whatever it may be, what we need to understand is that we should not be controlled by these devices.
Absolutely.
We control the devices. The devices don't control us. We need to instill this addiction, any the antidote of this addiction into our children. Teach them this, because this is an addiction. What is an addiction? Screen time is an addiction. They have to watch some videos, scroll or all these other places, and just go through those videos for hours and hours and hours. Imagine she's 3 years old, she's 2 years old,
Allah, Allah.
5 years old. Okay, come on, you're looking at the bigger children who are going to school, right? As Mohsab mentioned, we're not disturbing their routine. Your phone should never control your mood, because the moods go off when we say children off the phone. So the phone should never control the mood. We control the phone, and this has to be taught to the children. Yes,
absolutely. Extremely important. Extremely important. I think within the schedule that we are setting, there should be a set amount of time for screen time.
Yes.
That we are going to have screen time from this hour to that hour. Let's say, for example, out of 24 hours, you're going to have 1 hour screen time. That 1 hour of screen time, now that we have the 1 hour of screen time, now we need to motivate and find ways to have 1 hour of beneficial screen time. Maybe Madani channel. If they're little kids, then maybe we'll watch Dawud Islamic production as well. Or we're going to listen to some Naat Sharif and watch some Naat Sharif.
Excellent.
Or we're going to learn
excellent.
Some Quran Sharif. Or we're going to be on, let's say, you know, the app to learn Madani Qaida, etc. So some beneficial ways for screen time can be within the child's schedule, within the child's routine. But fix the waking up time, fix the sleeping time. So that if they sleep well and they sleep early, they'll get up for Fajr, inshallah. And if they get up for Fajr, they're going to have barakah in their day. Then the next step you can do is set all the salah times. After you set the salah times, now fit things between those times. If the child knows that I follow this routine, this is my sleeping time, this is my waking time, this is my salah time, this is food time. Now let me fit other activities. Leave some time free as well. Leave some time free. It's fine. Let the child think a little bit. Let them get a little bit bored now and then so that they can come up with some bright ideas so that they can do things without you having to ask them. If you give them free time, let's say from Asr to Maghrib, and they are sitting in their free time and there's something that needs to be done, wouldn't you love that they stand up and they do that? If you never left the free time, how would they do from themselves?
So what we spoke on routine, dear viewers, do not break this routine. Keep this routine. Routine is a silent teacher of success, Ya Sayyidi.
Absolutely.
A silent teacher of success. Apne aap ko routine mila hai, namaz waqt pe padhe. You can fast throughout the year, but Ramadan fast once in a year,
for the entire month is farad. Subhanallah. This routine of fasting every year, subhanallah, keeps you healthy spiritually and physically. There are so many benefits, subhanallah. There was a son who never used to ever like to do any household chores. His eyes will roll. He will get angry and upset. He will start crying. And one day his father said to him, I'm not going to be here forever. If you're not going to learn this today, I'm not going to be here tomorrow to teach you. That night the child cried. This is a true story. He cried. The next morning he went up to his father and he says, Dad, teach me.
Subhanallah.
Just teach me what I have to learn. Subhanallah. So sometimes we don't need yelling, chatting and screaming. We just need perspective in life.
Yes.
Just give your son, your daughter a direction in life. Simply the dad just said, Beta, ek din main yahan se jaane wala hu. Main hamesha yahan nahi rahunga. This opened that mind and that nut of the child. What he was thinking before and what he started thinking after his father said this to him changed his whole life. And then he goes up to his father and says, Dad, teach me what I did not know or what you wanted to teach me. So these things are very, very, very important here with the Madani channel. Allah Kareem, khub barkate rahmate, aap sabko ata farmaye. As big as you are, you're always a child to your parents. Allahu Akbar. If shaitan tries to trigger you, your anger, whereas you roll your eyes, you scare them, you sway them, astaghfirullah, al-aman wal-hafiyuh, may Allah Kareem protect us. These are all the tricks of shaitan. Do not let your moods be disturbed because of you told by your parent to carry out some household chores. Dil se aap kare, tan, man, dhan se kare, khidmat kare yani maa baap ke. Serve your parents, do as they have said to you to do inshallah azza wa jalla. And last question, ya Sayyidi, how does this influence their spiritual state?
Wow, subhanallah azza wa jalla. If what we discussed in today's program is implemented, how will it influence the spiritual state of the children?
Yeah.
Number one is the amount of thawab that there is in obedience to parents and service to parents is so immense. One is rewarded in dunya and akhirah for this.
Wow.
This will be their spiritual growth.
Wow, wow,
number two is we discussed the schedule and keeping that around salah.
Right.
That will be their spiritual growth because that is the key to Jannah. Then resting early will be the means to them performing Salatul Fajr. That is their spiritual growth. Within their schedule, we'll have time to learn Ilmadeen via Madani channel, Quran teacher app, etc. That is spiritual growth. There will be time to read Quran Sharif within that schedule. That is spiritual growth. Helping each other in the home, that is spiritual growth. Feeling the pain of other people because you're partaking in their tasks as well, that is spiritual growth. Having a family that is built as a team such that family bonds are kept and not broken, that is spiritual growth if we are just going to implement the steps that we learned today.
MashaAllah. Mawlana Sahib, I have learned so much from your Madani Pearls. I hope this gives our youth such encouragement that aaj rati se shuru ho jaye inshallah, because it could be possible that there are many parents out there who could not carry out certain tasks. But if you have watched this program, do not go to bed without helping your parents. All parents out there, keep giving your children tasks to do with the niyat of training them, not burdening them. As Mawsab has given beautiful Madani pearls as to how you could encourage them, what's the rewards and the sawab behind them, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Subhanallah. You are training a child to become an adult, to carry out and do their own work, subhanallah. A child who helps at his home, what does he become? He becomes a responsible adult, a patient spouse one day, inshallah, azza wa jalla. A disciplined Muslim, a caring parent, a leader with humility and humbleness. So let's raise the young hearts who don't just live in the home, but rather they build it together, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Let's raise a generation who understand and who embeds this in their mind that serving parents is an honor, not humiliation. Because the cartoons they watch, the friends that teach them that this is not your job. This work is for the maid. This work is for the household worker. This is not your task. If any child went to school and said to his friends, I was sweeping or mopping today, maybe other children would laugh at this child. But subhanallah, do not look at it in that direction. Look at it from the lens which Mawsab has mentioned, this sawab and this reward. Dear viewers, stand up, step in, help out inshallah azza wa jalla. Everything will fall in place because a child who serves today becomes a leader tomorrow as well. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Having said these few words, dear viewers, we close up tonight's program. We will be back inshallah azza wa jalla with another powerful topic and discussion for this program inshallah azza wa jalla. Reform your home and Allah azza wa jalla will reform our hearts as well. Keep smiling. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.